You're listening to Mornings with the Mayor on Talk 1260 KTRC.
Good morning and welcome to the Mayor's Radio Show on Talk 1260 KTRC. And as you'll notice, I'm not the mayor. My name is Laurie Treviso. I am the city's water conservation manager, and I'm sitting in for the mayor. I have some special guests with us here today from EarthCare International. They've recently have a new executive director, and I'd like to introduce all of my guests. So, BJ.
Yes.
And what was I have your last name somewhere.
That's okay. BJ Davis. I've been with EarthCare a few months as their new executive director, but you know, I'm still getting introduced to the community and meeting people and getting to know Santa Fe a little better. Although I've been here for a few years, but at least not in this capacity. So,
well, great, and welcome back.
Thank you. Yes,
and I also have Abby and Kendall, who are AmeriCorps members. So, Abby, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what you're working on?
Yes. Hi, my name is Abby Goldfarb, and I am an AmeriCorps member. And me and Kendall here, as well as eight other people, are part of EarthCare's food cadre. We are all placed in different parts of Santa Fe. And I work at Tusuke Elementary up in Tusuke as a garden teacher.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. My name is Kendall Martell. I am also a part of the EarthCare Food Cadre, and I work for the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute.
Great. So I know that you guys have recently moved locations. Could you tell us where you're at? I remember that you guys were over off of Siler near, well, in the city, that's where the gas station, that's the gas pumps. So that was, I always passed you guys. But so now where are you guys at?
We moved back in February of this year to the Zona del Sol building on the south side of town. So we're right across from the South Side Library. And we are in the Tierra Contenta neighborhood.
Oh, great.
And it was a really great move for us. We knew that, you know, the building had, Girls Inc. used to be in the building, and then they moved all of their programs back downtown to their Hillside location. And then we decided it was a really good opportunity for us to center ourselves with the community that we serve most, because we work all over. We are in Tusuke, but we also work at Capitol High and Sweeney and all of those other schools on the south side of town. Mm-hmm. And so we thought the move to that side of the neighborhood was a really smart for us in terms of just location-wise. It was a bigger space. It also offered us an open space to have a community garden.
Oh, great.
So we have our first EarthCare community garden in at Zona del Sol. And it also just provided us space for more offices. And then, you know, we have our AmeriCorps members that come in. And then we have our Youth Allies program. So there's a lot more programming space and direct access to the community and the youth there. So it was just a really all-around good move for us and hopefully for the community as well.
Well, I mean, you actually have a community garden in a community, which is, you know, a novel idea. Instead of, you know, I mean, there are quite a bit of community gardens in sort of more open space type places throughout town. But that just seems to make a little more sense, a community garden in a community. And so what has it been like? Have you interacted with the folks in that community in Tierra Contenta, right?
Right, yes. Okay. We have. We've been, this summer we launched a summer program. Mm-hmm. With FACT, Fine Arts for Children and Teens, and Cooking with Kids. And we had over 68 youth, mostly from that neighborhood, that came to the camp. And it was, you know, we could have a sliding scale fee. We had scholarships. And then, so really it was affordable for the community.
Oh, great.
And it was, I mean, before we even were able to really say, hey, we have this camp available, it was filled. And so
A really great response.
It really spoke to the need for services in that community. Mm-hmm. And from that, we developed the garden in April. We started doing building the plots in April. And then we were able to, by June, rent out our community plots. So we had 10 community plots. Those two went fairly quickly.
Really? That's great.
Yes. And so it was, and it's all local, you know, our neighbors that can walk across the street or drive right down the street that are using it. And then we have 8 educational plots for the youth that we use during our programming. So so it's really, you know, the community has responded really, you know, very well. FACT is also doing some programming out of that building, and so I think that helps with the feel of, you know, the communities. Like, we have some services now for our youth down here. There's certainly a need for many more services.
Right.
But, you know, it's, I think it's a beginning, and I think the community has responded. They're excited, and they're engaged, which is really wonderful.
Yeah, and I have some information here that says you guys have something coming up in that particular location.
Right. We
Soon?
Yes.
This weekend, maybe?
This weekend. Tomorrow, really.
Tomorrow, yes.
So we're going to be doing our very first open house at this, at the Zona del Sol site. So, again, on the corner of Jaguar and Country Club, right across from the Southside Library. But it's sort of our first harvest, if you will, our community garden. And, you know, we'll have some tomatoes and squash and different things. And then just really community and fun. We'd love to take the opportunity to introduce all of our new AmeriCorps members to the community.
Sure.
Since we've got, there are 11 of them, or 10 of them right now. We're hiring six more.
Great.
But really, and then to introduce our Youth Allies leaders. So it's a sort of a high school, teenage program, after school program that we run. And we'll have some of those members there to just introduce to our supporters in the community and talk about our programming.
Well, that's great. So this, again, we're on Talk KTRC 1260, and then this is the Mayor's Radio Show. And my name is Laurie Treviso, sitting in for the mayor. And my guest is BJ Davis, the executive director of EarthCare. Earth Care International, right?
Earth Care. Well, Earth Care.
Earth Care. Yeah. And she has just announced that they're having an open house at their new location off of Jaguar and Country Club Road, which is on Sunday, this October the 7th. Do you have a time for?
Yes, it's from 4 to, that would be important.
It's from, people just show up all the time.
Come all day. It's
yes.
Good. It's from 4 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have salsa making with some of our harvest tomatoes, and we're going to have seed art and some of our AmeriCorps are going to be providing some live music.
Great.
Just a lot of fun. So 4 to 6,
yes.
Sunday, October 7th.
And, you know, this time of year is my favorite time of year. And, you know, I have other sort of personal reasons, but harvest and those kinds of things sort of really, really signify change in the season, and to go through these activities like harvesting vegetables and then and making salsa and even sort of making art like you were talking about is really a celebration of the season. Okay, and so let's talk to Abby and Kendall about maybe some of their AmeriCorps initiatives. So, Abby, you're at Tosuke Elementary.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that's going on at the elementary there in Tosuke?
Well, the school has gone through a lot of changes this year. We have a lot of new teachers at the school, and the garden is looking beautiful. There was an AmeriCorps member there last year who started the garden, and with a great community of Tosuke people who are really into gardening up there, they helped get all the materials and supplies and put the garden in. So when I got there this year, there was tons of kale and chard and edible flowers and corn and pumpkins even that we just harvested on Tuesday. We decided to save seeds from our pumpkins. So a bunch of the kids, I'm running a small after-school program. A bunch of the kids learned how to save seeds from pumpkins. What else is going on? We're getting two hoop houses put in next week, so that we'll be able to extend the growing season. It's really wonderful here that we can grow through most of the seasons with some help. So we'll get that going, and then we'll get our kids growing food for most of the year, you know, for at least a few more months. We're talking about expanding the garden spaces, so we're starting to get the kids to design new areas of the school where we might put in different types of plants. And all in all, the program is really wonderful. I teach 1 hour a week to each class, so I run different lessons based on what's going on in the garden and what they're learning in their individual classes, and we try to integrate all of what they're doing into a fun hands-on program.
Oh, that sounds great. And what has the response been from some of the what age groups, first of all, and then what's the response been?
Yeah, it's an elementary school, so we teach K through 6, and it's a really small school, so there's just one class per grade. So it's a really communal-type, family-based school. It's really fun. And the response is wonderful. The kids could not be more excited to get out into the garden. Every time I show up at their classroom, there's a big smile on their face. So that makes my job easy. And the teachers are learning a lot. Often they have more questions for me than the kids. And I'm like, okay, I'll get to you. But I'm really here for the kids right now. So that's been really nice. At the lunchroom, we often bring food from the garden in for the kids to eat during lunch. So that's a great addition too, and they love the produce.
Yeah, I bet they really take pride in the vegetables, fruits and vegetables that they've grown. And so being able to eat them there on site is just sort of comes full circle.
Yeah, it definitely adds new meaning to the food on their plates.
Oh, that's great. And so when you add the hoop houses, how is that going to be incorporated into your teaching component too? You'll talk about what they are and...
Yeah, definitely. We'll talk about season extension.
Right, season extension.
You know, what types of crops are cold hardy and can handle the cold. And yeah, it'll just enable us to be outside longer.
Well, thank you, Abby. And it looks like we're going to take a short break. And again, my name is Laurie Treviso. I'm sitting in for Mayor Koss on Talk 1260 KTRC. And we'll be right back with Earth Care.
It's only in my dreams that I can change.
EarthCare is youth leadership for community change dedicated to empowering and educating youth to create healthy and sustainable communities. Be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. For more information, go to santafe.com, keyword EarthCare.
Everything it seems, but for now I find it's only...
Good morning. This is Mornings with the Mayor, and I'm filling in for Mayor Koss. My name is Laurie Treviso, and I am the Water Conservation Program Manager with the City of Santa Fe. You're listening to Talk 1260 KTRC, and my guests today are EarthCare International Executive Director BJ Davis and some AmeriCorps members, Abby and Kendall. So, BJ, we were talking a little bit earlier about some of your location here in town and some of the things that you had working that you've been working on.
Right.
And let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're doing with the city. Are you working with the city in some ways?
We are. We actually, one of our AmeriCorps members, Caitlin Jennings, is her site is working with City of Santa Fe Sustainable Santa Fe Programs, so with Catherine Mortimer.
Right.
And they're doing a lot of, Caitlin right now is doing a lot of website development work, so working on resources for the city, folks in the city where they can go to find out about recycling and different projects that they can get involved in. And then partnering with the city as well with their Sustainable Santa Fe Awards, their business awards. So those happen in April, but throughout the year we work with them on developing, you know, getting the word out, finding businesses that might be potential awardees for those, and developing the categories with Catherine. So we've partnered with the city, I get the 3 or 4 years now, for a while, before my time, for sure. And it's just been a really great partnership, and we've appreciated all the support that they've provided for our programming and, you know, supporting our AmeriCorps. And certainly I think it's been a wonderful site placement for our AmeriCorps as well.
Yeah, well, I'll extend an invitation to to EarthCare since I'm in the Water Conservation Program, and that does tie into sustainability.
Yes.
So if there is room for an AmeriCorps member, we would always welcome them, especially if they're interested in water conservation ideas, fixtures, techniques, programming. I'm always open to volunteers. I recently had a partnership with YouthWorks, and so I've got YouthWorks.
Great.
I've got a YouthWorks intern right now, and we had another one over the summer.
Great.
And so I've extended that invitation to you.
No, that's wonderful.
We'd love to broaden our sustainability horizons, if you will.
Yes.
And some of, if Caitlin also wanted to work on some things, I'm not saying her in general, but
right.
But yes, so The idea is that we're open in other departments of the city as well, and I think water conservation is one of those, and it fits in with sort of the mission of Earth Care.
Right.
And go ahead.
Yeah, and we've really been trying to take a holistic approach, sort of mm-hmm. a systemic approach to a sustainability in Santa Fe. And so that was really how some of our placements came about with the city, with right. the farmers market, with the Food Policy Council. Mm-hmm. You know, and this year we've got... It will be the first year placing someone with New Mexico Land Conservancy.
Oh, nice.
And with New Energy Economy. And so we're really sort of expanding our horizons and really trying to bring all the stakeholders to the table. So, Lori, I thank you for the invitation. I think that would be wonderful. And so as we move through this year, you know, figuring out ways we can partner this year and then, you know, next year, really, when we right. write our grant, look at how we can support water conservation. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I have tons of ideas. So, and I'll invite you to, we have a water conservation committee, which is all of the folks on the committee are appointed by the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're welcome to attend those meetings. It's made up of people from the general public that have some sort of water conservation expertise. I think that AmeriCorps would be Earth Care. Mm-hmm. I'm getting them confused. That would be a great fit for the committee.
Great.
And have you extend an invitation?
Absolutely.
So what are we? You talked about a holistic approach, mm-hmm. and so we just hit on recycling and we hit on water conservation. What are some of the other sort of facets of this holistic approach that you're mm-hmm. envisioning?
Well, renewable energy. So hence our New Energy Economy Partnership. Mm-hmm. And we're in the school systems, we're really doing this push where we received this really wonderful grant from State Farm recently, where we're going to be doing what we call our Eco Schools program. And
oh,
so we go in and we do sort of a water assessment, energy assessment, and we can do audits for that. And then we do service learning projects with the youth on uh-huh. if they want to bring recycling into their school
sure.
or if they want to find out how to conserve energy. Working on that approach within the school systems, really trying to work with the public school system and the district in terms of becoming the first green district, school district in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of our approach, and that's, you know, really trying to get in and talk with the youth about that
right.
and, you know, generate their leadership and their interest in sustainability and conservation in Santa Fe. And then working with our partners, it's really about... You know, the farmers market holds one piece of the puzzle to,
sure.
to sort of food security and food access. And
mm-hmm.
then, you know, cooking with kids. We partner
yes.
with Cooking with Kids. They hold a whole other piece, bringing cooking and nutrition information into the schools. So we have someone that works with them. And again, the Land Conservancy. So it's really just bringing all of our partners to the table, allowing resources, extra resources for them to do their work through our AmeriCorps members.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back to say, okay, what's on the table? What are we discovering? What's,
right.
you know, what are the gaps what are our findings? And we certainly have outcomes that we have to meet in all of those areas with our different AmeriCorps members.
Well, I have something on my list that's called Eco Schools. Is mm-hmm. that is that part of this program, the grant that you just received? Or
it is part of the State Farm. Well, Eco Schools is one of our programs. So
do,
we have two different school programs. Abby's looking at me like, oh, what's this? Abby is part of our sustainable schools programs, which means Abby is located in one school. So
mm-hmm.
she's at Tasuki. She's there full time and provides, she's teaching, she's doing the garden, she's doing a lot of different things to support just that one school. Eco Schools is more of an outreach-based program. So when we're actually hiring, we're looking for AmeriCorps applicants now because we just received funding for those pieces. And we're... that's more where we go into the different schools who don't have school gardens.
Oh,
and we do, you know, we do one-on-one projects with them. So we'll come in and we'll plant trees, or we'll come in and we'll do a water audit with the youth, and we'll work on a service learning project. But it's more outreach-based versus full-time, permanent-based in one location. So our AmeriCorps members will bounce around, whether it's to Nava or to Sweeney
right.
or to Ortiz or Santa Fe High, doing these different outreach programs.
Well, that's I love working with the public schools on water conservation issues, and they're really an open, great group,
yeah.
And they love anyone who can help them, and I could see where that holistic approach really does come full circle, and it all really starts with our youth too. BJ,
mm-hmm.
So this is Mornings with the Mayor, and this is your host, Laurie Treviso, and I'm sitting in for Mayor Koss. You're listening to Talk 1260 KTRC, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more with Earth Care.
And I can change.
The Friendship Club is dedicated to serving the recovery community in the Santa Fe area. It includes all persons seeking recovery physically, mentally, and spiritually, holding a variety of positive classes and activities where people can heal and help one another. For more information, go to santafe.com, keyword Friendship Club.
Kitchen Angels is a home-delivered meal program serving free, nourishing meals to homebound individuals. For more information about Kitchen Angels, go to santafe.com, keyword Kitchen Angels.
Good morning. You're listening to Mornings with the Mayor, and I'm sitting in for Mayor Koss. My name is Laurie Treviso. I'm the Water Conservation Program Manager for the City of Santa Fe, and this is Talk 1260 KTRC. And my guest today is BJ Davis, who's the Executive Director of Earth Care. Now, BJ, tell us a little bit about this. We've talked to one of our AmeriCorps members, mm-hmm. and then you've mentioned the word cadre and some of those things. Could you tell us what is an Earth Care cadre and
sure.
what is an AmeriCorps member?
Sure.
And so what are those things and how do they fit in with your organization?
Right. Well, AmeriCorps is a federal program. So you have AmeriCorps volunteers and you have AmeriCorps Vista, which is more of a capacity building wing. And we have AmeriCorps volunteers that work with us. And we receive a grant. This is our third year receiving the grant from the New Mexico Commission for Volunteerism.
Okay.
So every year we have to reapply for the positions, mm-hmm. and their focus really is around nutrition and health and food in New Mexico. So that's where that's how the idea of a food cadre with our AmeriCorps members came around, is that
Great.
Most of them are based in food-related organizations or doing food-related work at the schools to address those needs in the community. And so we, like I said, every year we have to apply. We received it again for the third year. We're actually in the process of hiring. We're looking for 6 more applicants. So if anyone
okay.
out there listening is interested in becoming an AmeriCorps member, it is a full-time position with
mm-hmm.
us. And at the end of it's more of an 11-month position, not
okay.
a full year, but at the end of the 11-month position, you get an educational award.
Oh, nice.
And so, and then, of course, a living stipend throughout the year.
Oh, that's great.
And so they're in their benefits, health insurance, and those sorts of things.
Oh, that's very nice.
Right.
So where, if people are interested, where can they go to apply?
They can go to our website
mm-hmm.
at www.earthcarenm.org. And then they'll see there's on our homepage, we're recruiting, and they can just
okay.
go there and fill out the application.
Okay.
And then, or they can certainly call the office
mm-hmm.
at 505-983-6896 and speak with myself or Christina Selby.
What are some of the requirements that you're looking for? Do they have to be
mm-hmm.
a certain age? Do they have to have a certain income level? Or
we are looking for more the young professional age,
mm-hmm. okay.
so postgraduate, undergrad school. Some sort of education background is great because we will be placing them in schools,
mm-hmm.
and so it's good that they have some teaching or education kind of
sure.
background. And then we are recruiting 2 part-time positions for our Youth Allies program,
mm-hmm.
which is our after-school teen leadership program.
Okay.
So, some sort of background with youth development or
right.
teen programming is also useful. And then, of course, an interest or knowledge around gardening and sustainability.
Sure.
So,
Well, that sounds very interesting. I hope you. So, you're looking for 6 applicants.
Correct. Yes.
And do you look only in the northern New Mexico area, or would you like to broaden the search for people who maybe might want to come to Northern New Mexico?
We are actually, well, interestingly enough, our current, the 10 members we have currently, mostly come from other parts of the country. So we are trying to really focus this search here in Santa Fe, or even in Northern New Mexico. It doesn't have to be Santa Fe. It just so happened with this last round of applicants, you know, these guys came from Texas, New York, and all over. Iowa, I mean, they've kind of, we have one gentleman from Albuquerque. So so just kind of, you know, we'd love to have more folks from Northern New Mexico apply.
Okay. Well, good. That's encouraging.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you've got a couple of, you've got 16 members, AmeriCorps members at this point in time, and we have two sitting here with us. We spoke with Abby a little bit earlier, and now we'll speak with Kendall. So Kendall, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe why you decided to apply here and for Earth Care, and what your project is and what you're working on.
Okay, well, my name is Kendall Martell, and I am from Texas, Southeast Texas. I have previous...
I'm from Southeast Texas, too, Kendall.
We're going to have to talk about that later. That's awesome. Oh, my goodness, Golden Triangle. So anyway, I applied for this position because I have previous experience as an environmental community organizer. And so dealing with, you know, just a lot of the issues that our generation is facing in terms of resources, in terms of pollution, and in terms of food security, you know, did a lot of the activism stuff and a lot of the, you know, kind of went the political route for a while. And then, you know, I had a major in sociology and geography and really started looking at the dynamic between people and place. And I began to realize that there is nothing that's more important than what we put into our bodies. Our food system is intrinsically tied to almost every other aspect of our lives. And so I decided to, you know, combat some of these issues that our generation is facing through, you know, hopefully being a part of integrating a more efficient food system. And because I think that's very, very important. Nobody can live without food or water.
Right.
Or clean air. So, you know, they're just very foundational things. And so I was looking for jobs in either land conservation or food security. And I was back in Texas and happened upon the website of Earth Care. And it just, you know, was everything. You know, that really encompassed everything that I was, you know, thinking about at that point. And so I applied, and my position is working with the Santa Fe Farmers Market Institute. We are the nonprofit arm of the farmers market.
Okay.
So essentially what we do is we work on community outreach programs. And so we have, you know, a bunch of goals, but mainly it is to educate the community about, you know, public health and nutrition. And also to increase access to that healthy, local, nutritious food, you know, to low-income people, single mothers, people that are on food stamps, stuff like that. And then, you know, also just really by doing that and increasing that access to the farmers market, more people are shopping there. And so we're strengthening our local economy as well as our local and regional food systems. And to me, I think that that is just a very, very important part of where our country and our world and our state and our communities really need, you know, to be heading. You know, we are shipping in apples from New Zealand. You know, you go down to the grocery store and it says New Zealand on the apples. Whenever I've gotten, you know, since I've been here, I've just been amazed at all the fruit that grows here. I mean, I have an apple tree in my backyard, which is just amazing to me. So, you know, just really increasing, you know, putting our money into our community. And we can do that through food because people buy food every day and people need food every day. And unfortunately, you know, we work with a lot of people who don't have that access to nutritious food and unfortunately don't, you know, get enough food to eat every day. So it's really important, you know, that we do increase that access. So some of the programs that we work, how we work on how we do that, we have one program called the Children's Nutrition Program. And it's one of my favorites. We do it every Tuesday at the farmers market. We pick a vegetable every week, a vegetable or two every week. This past week, it was Armenian cucumbers, lemon cucumbers. Let's see, cosmic purple carrots and Napoli carrots. So, I mean, just really getting these children, they come from Aspen Elementary at this point. And they come in the morning and they just walk over and they sit and we get them to explain, you know, how the carrots taste, how the fruits and vegetables taste. And, you know, just really get them to wrap their minds around the fact that there's more than one type of carrot or more than one type of apple or cucumber. Right. And it's just, it's really wonderful when they walk in and, you know, they're like, we want donuts. But, you know, and after, you know, just kind of explaining it to them, you know, they're just in this sense of wonder, you know. And right. and a lot of them really try these vegetables and they like them a whole lot more than the vegetables that are 3 weeks old down at the, you know, supermarket whenever they were picked the day before, right. you know, they're a lot more flavorful, and so therefore children are more likely to eat them and to get, you know, more nutrients from them. So that's very exciting. We also have another program called Local Organic Meals on a Budget, and the aim of that is actually through Kitchen Angels, which mm-hmm. is an organization here that deals with, you know, nutrition and cooking, and it's really exciting. The people there are great. And so Local Organic Meals on a Budget, we get local chefs and local foodies in the community to come and teach cooking classes. And
I need that because I'm a horrible, horrible yeah. cook.
Well,
I'm a baker. I will bake.
Yeah.
But yes, sign me up.
Well, right on. Get with me after this. That's
I will.
So cool. But yeah, so they, some of the local chefs and foodies come and, you know, teach these cooking classes, and all of the ingredients that they get are from the local farmers market. Wow. So that partnership is there. And so it's just, I mean, I think that the farmer's market, when you go, it can be a little daunting. You know, you have these gnarly squash and all these gnarly, like, variations of different fruits and vegetables. But really, you know, it's just educating the community. This is how you cook it, and it's actually not as expensive as everybody is telling you, and you get more nutrients for your buck. And so it's just really excited to educate the community on that because it's very multifaceted mm-hmm. in the amount of, you know, good things or good effects that it has. So that's one of our programs. We also have a microloan program
okay.
for our farmers, which is very exciting. I've worked in, you know, microfinance and stuff before, and it's always been very successful anywhere I've ever seen it. And so we actually have a great success rate so far since we've been doing it, or since they implemented it sure. before I came. But yeah, I mean, they just provide farmers with, you know, the capital to you know, form some new raised beds or just anything to make their farms more efficient mm-hmm. and produce more. And then, you know, they're small and not a whole lot of interest. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it comes back to the farmer. So that's really exciting, you know, increasing access to local and regional agriculture.
Well, thank you, Kendall. That was quite an education. and I think the sort of the take-home message, because I like take-home messages, are this – the idea of this holistic, what really is sustainability mm-hmm. starts from what you put in your mouth, how you feel about the place you live, the world around you, and all the things that go into it. And so thank you, Kendall, for all of that. And you're listening to Mornings with the Mayor. I'm sitting in for Mayor Koss. This is Laurie Treviso, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Santa Fe. And this is Talk 1260 KTRC. The world.
All right, we're back, and I've been talking with BJ Davis and Christina Selby, both with EarthCare. Really interesting and exciting program. I want to commend you for getting this launched in the schools.
Thank you.
I think we were talking on the break, you know, one of the main things is you've just brought more adults into the schools to work with our students and our young people on really a really important subject to Santa Fe. So yeah. It's great to see the gardens. It's great to hear from our kids and grandkids about agriculture and energy mm-hmm. use, and renewable energy, and some of the things that they're learning. I appreciate that. Now you're for the next few weeks at least, you have a collaborative program going at the at Zona del Sol. Mm-hmm. When does that wrap up?
July 20th.
July 20th. Mm-hmm. So you're hopeful so far? You haven't worn out the fact people or the
well, luckily the staff gets to rotate through. They look yeah. a little tired today, but yeah, they're doing great. My son's in the program, and he's just loving it. He's having yeah. a great time.
I remember my daughter, she's a high school teacher now, but she used to love to go to the FACT programs after school, and when she was in middle school and junior and high school even.
Yeah, they make, you know, they come, they start at one point, and their art at the end of the week is just transformed. It's really lovely.
It's really great. Mm-hmm. So you're saying you think that's going to work then this summer?
Yeah, or I think it's working. They're having a great time. Yeah.
So we can see more collaboration with Cooking with Kids. Cooking with Kids is another program started here and is now pretty established, and they're talking about it being a national model.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won some awards for their work. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always like the Cooking with Kids dinner. It's usually at Salazar Elementary, where all the chefs, or a lot of the great chefs in Santa Fe, come in and cook with the kids.
It's a nice event. It's been wonderful working the three organizations, you know, just like sharing all the logistics and setting it up. And it's a great way, especially we're all in the same building. It makes collaboration a lot easier. But it's definitely allowed us to start a whole new program and camp in just a few months.
Mm-hmm. And so what's next for Earth Care? Getting ready for the fall semester at the school? Got any events coming up later in the summer or this fall?
Well, it'll be a little quiet for us in August. I think all of our AmeriCorps end at the end of July, so their term, they cycle on a one-year term. So that is...
So their term will be up.
Right. And so we are actually, you can probably talk about, we've opened to accepting AmeriCorps applications for next year. So if anyone's interested, we're certainly, it's on our website to apply for our program for the 2012-2013 AmeriCorps cycle.
So you could get a job for a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get a job, you get a stipend, you get a $5,500 education award when you complete your hours. It's an 11-month program. It starts in September and goes through July. And, you know, if you're in your mid-20s to early 30s, you can come and be an educator or work with the farmers market or the city or various other nonprofits. And a lot of it is focused around food and food justice and security, as well as sustainability and environmental education in the community. And it's really great experience for those just getting out of college, wanting to kind of build their resume, wanting to really dig in and get some work experience. And we provide professional development training weekly for the AmeriCorps. So it's kind of a great launching point for them.
Mm-hmm. So 15 jobs opening up in Santa Fe.
Exactly. Huh? Apply now. Applications are due June 17th.
June 17th.
And then they start
in
September.
Tuesday?
Yes.
Is it?
No,
right?
It's
Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah.
It's Sunday.
Sunday at midnight.
So how do they reach you? Just Google Earth Care and...
Yeah, Google Earth Care will come up, or our website is www.earthcarenm.org. Mm-hmm. And all the information and the application is there online to apply.
Very good.
And we really encourage local people and folks who are bilingual, English and Spanish, to apply as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you're hearing this on Saturday morning, or if you're somebody that you think would be a good candidate and you're hearing this on Saturday morning, you got a day to get that app in to Earth Care.
Yeah, get it in. We'll take them.
Do most of your AmeriCorps people come locally, or do they come from all over?
About 60% are local. Well, and then if you look at the whole program with the high school folks that I mentioned, it's, you know,
it's
quite
more
a bit.
Than 60%,
but there's a handful that come from other states. You know, some of them have maybe gone to college here and then want to come back. Some of them are completely new. But the majority are from Santa Fe or New Mexico.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's, you know, it's just an added bonus. There's 15 jobs.
Absolutely.
1 year jobs. What's the $5,500 education credit? Does that pay your tuition if you go to college? Or
Yeah, it's for any past.
That gets you a couple semesters, I think.
Right. You can use it for a past education to pay off a loan, or you can use it for anything going forward.
Oh, wow.
And there are also some colleges and universities who will match it, so you can get double that at some of them.
Uh-huh.
Which is great.
That could be good for all those students with all those that student loan debt right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's a good bonus.
It is.
Yeah. And then you mentioned on the break a harvest festival coming up for Earth Care this fall.
We're going to do, once our AmeriCorps started in September, they launch that first week, and then we have our after-school program called Youth Allies that'll launch in October, that first weekend in October, and we're planning to do sort of a harvest festival open house at our Zona del Sol location
October 7th, Sunday afternoon, October 7th. Mm-hmm. So we'll have all of our AmeriCorps there and our youth allies so folks can come out. And of course, the garden, we have a community garden there that we've been working with that will pretty much be in full harvest mode at that point. So just to sort of celebrate and meet the new folks who've come in for the programming for the next year. So, and we'll have more information about that,
on our website.
Exactly.
Coming out.
We're going to run out of time, but you mentioned a program that we didn't even talk about, and that was Youth Allies.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say, so that's an after-school program in the eight public schools that you're in? Or
it's an after-school program for high school. Come from the public schools as well as the Indian school and the charter schools, and they gather at our office a few times a week, and they develop projects, and they have sort of an overnight kickoff camp in October, and kids can apply. Anybody from 13 to 19 can apply, and it's sort of a leadership training and civic engagement program. And they also are participants in the Youth Advisory Board of the Sustainable Santa Fe Commission. And so they get involved in the city and the Sustainable Santa Fe Plan and making that happen.
Very good. So there's a lot to know and appreciate. Yes. About Earth Care. Yeah. I just want to thank you guys today. We're going to run out of time, but BJ Davis, yes, the new executive director.
Yeah.
I want to wish you the best in helping this organization be successful.
Thank you.
And Christina Selby, I didn't get a job title, curriculum developer.
Education director. Now.
Education
yeah.
director.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, I want to thank you both, both with Earth Care. Look for their programs. Go to their website. If you know anybody looking for a job, you got a day to apply for a great AmeriCorps experience.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of fun.
But thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody, and have a great day.